Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Mac with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, teachers in Queensland may soon have the ability to refuse work outside of school hours this week in a campaign started by a long-running teacher shortage. The Queensland Teachers Union was asking for the work bans because teachers did too much outside of school hours and were not compensated adequately. The ban on working outside of hours is expected to last until the end of Term 2 in early June. In national news, the New South Wales government has released a series of ads informing the public about the concept of coercive control, but experts say it's not enough. The Minns government today launched an ad campaign to help people understand coercive control, using the tagline, "It's not love, it's coercive control, know the signs of abuse." Greens MP Abigail Boyd said that the government was lax about responding to reports about rising domestic violence, waiting 3 years until the report was released before making any attempt, and that the Coercive Control Implementation Task Force is under-resourced. Budget airline service Bonza's aircraft fleet is set to be grounded until tomorrow as the company discusses its future. Queensland-based carrier went into voluntary administration earlier this week, and questions have been raised about the efficacy of the company. It's unclear if the airline will fly again, though the government was only made aware of the financial troubles last Thursday when they began the administration. In international news, Colombian President Gustavo Petro says that the nation's military has lost millions of bullets, thousands of grenades, and several missiles. The president blamed the disappearing arms on internal corruption in the military and the reselling of military property to arms traders. Further investigations of the military bases across the country are planned. And for your weather today, Brisbane is cool as everyone who subscribed during April Atonement yesterday. It's currently 18 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6.4, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. and we'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.